It's time once again to look ahead to upcoming episodes of Common Sense on Social Justice. Host Michael Davis talks about these global issues and how you can act right here in our local community. Michael is joining us today to give us a preview of what he's got coming up in his podcast. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Brenda. Good to be here.
It's great to have you. As we were preparing for our interview, of course, we always talk initially about how things are going and what's going on in the world, especially our Catholic world. We're beginning to get a sense of our new Pope, Pope Leo XIV. It does seem like there is at least a part of his ministry that's going to continue in this theme of social justice, maybe looking, though, a little differently than what Pope Francis had talked about. What has been kind of your take so far this month?
Yeah, so I follow him on X. He had a post the other day that was especially striking. I don't want to ruin it by trying to quote it, but it feels like, yeah, there's a couple parallel paths that he's taking, the social justice route. Probably not quite to the intensity that Pope Francis took us. I don't get that sense yet. And also sort of a martyrdom approach to the church, and not necessarily related to social justice, just the church taking on more of a martyrdom type of a life. He did say in his first homily, he envisions a church where Christians move out of the way so that Christ can shine. That's a sort of martyrdom right there. But it seems like he's tying it to social justice in a way, but it's kind of like he's bringing some balance into view here. But we're in the early days. We'll see.
Most definitely the honeymoon phase. It's when he comes out with a real direction that we'll begin to see how not only his view of how the world and our Catholic world should be, but how we as Catholics react to that vision. So, Michael, you have some new podcasts coming in, and we hope to hear more about from Pope Leo on social justice, but you were talking about now a hiddenness of social justice. Does that mean that it is work that doesn't get recognized, or that there's just not a light to shine on it?
Yeah, I think it could be both. Certainly the episode was inspired by Pope Leo's talking about Christians moving out of the way so that Christ can shine, but recognizing, you know, we look at the nature of God. God is hidden. We see the works of God everywhere, but God is hidden from us. So God isn't in the game of getting noticed, so to speak. God doesn't have that need to be out there to be an influencer, so to speak. God, obviously the ultimate influencer of all things,
yeah.
But not that need in God to be noticed. God works in the hidden and the ordinary and the invisible. And then we see that, especially in the life of Jesus, all the years that Jesus lived on earth, we only know about three of them.
Right.
Except for two quick glimpses at the birth and 12 years old. So again, Jesus is exhibiting that hidden life of God. We're called to that same thing. We're called to be last, not to be number one, but as I said on the podcast, to be number last. And so when we look at the social justice movements that are loud in the streets with cameras on, and sometimes I've been an observer close up to some of these protests. They actually do call the news stations ahead of time. We're going to be here at this time, be there with cameras, sort of thing. Then, of course, you see the internet sensations, and there are people that hire people to promote them, like the rock bands do and the movie stars. And in the midst of that, Jesus calls us, no, go into the closet so that only your Father in heaven notices what you're doing. So I hear that call from Pope Leo to say, hey, we're called, yes, to social justice, but in a hidden way so that the light shines on Christ, not on us.
While the light does shine on Christ in what the vision that he wants for us, and we do our best to try to act in that way, would you say, though, Michael, that while you said we are called to be last, when it comes to the issues of social justice, refugees and the poor and the homeless, isn't it the Catholic Church, the ones that are, we're stepping up among all of the rest to ensure that the work is getting done and that the light isn't necessarily shown on the Catholic Church as to what it is that we are doing to create change in our own communities?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, obviously Jesus became famous, quite well known to the point where he had to run away at times to get away from the crowds, but he still remained in that hiddenness in his spirit. right? And always pointing to the Father and that. So the Catholic Church, yeah, I mean, we're noticed for like Mother Teresa or whatever, but for the most part, within the church, I mean, countless people that are in the backgrounds. In fact, during the episode, I went to share a story of somebody who's performing the works of mercy in a hidden way, and I realized I couldn't tell a story because the person's hidden. I don't know what they're doing.
Really?
Yeah, right? How do you tell a story of a person doing the hidden work because they're hidden? You don't know they're doing it. So there's so many people out there that are in a humble way with no agenda. They're just doing it day in and day out.
Michael Davis is host of the podcast Common Sense on Social Justice. You will find it on Mater Dei Radio digital media platforms. So, Michael, while those things are hidden, what is not hidden is the result of the care that is being taken. Kind of share a little bit about where you're seeing, while the work itself is hidden, the result is most definitely viewed.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many times where well, let me give an example. Take a hospital, for example. You'll see people walk into hospitals sick, come out healed, but you don't know who it was that did it while they were in there.
Okay.
You don't know the doctor's name. You don't know the nurses. You don't know the person that came in to clean the room during the day while they were in the hospital. You know the people that brought the food. You don't know any of that. I mean, that's kind of a example off the top of my head. There's many others.
You'll find this podcast on materdeiradio.com at digital media pull down menu. Well, continuing with this theme, your next podcast in the series is the sharing of stories. And it's kind of a way to shine that light on the work that people are doing. Kind of share with us a little bit about what your next podcast is talking about.
Yeah. So I wanted to share two stories. In the West, we're given more to data-driven passing on of truth. You look at St. Paul in the New Testament, and he passes on truth by giving us list after list, and it's more data driven. But you get back to the Old Testament and to Eastern cultures, truth is passed on through the telling of stories. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do that. So I shared one of my stories. I don't like to share what I do, but I felt like it was necessary for this episode to share something that recently happened to me. So encourage listeners to listen to see how I learned how to create a just society where I am. And that happened recently, actually. And then, but I've got a friend who works in a care home, actually runs it. And I share, with his permission, but no permission to give his name, I share how in the daily routines of hiddenness, he's just doing this thing. And as you hear the story unfold in the episode, you're going to see, maybe, I hope you have a light bulb moment of, oh, that's what you're talking about, create a just society where you are. And you're going to be surprised by how completely ordinary this thing is. Mm. Creating a just society where you are is not loud, it's not noticed, it's not noisy, but it is in that ordinary little ways of loving another. And, you know, for example, he has to clean up after these people. But he has such joy. And I asked him a few weeks ago when I was hanging out at his place and hanging out with the people he serves, I said, why do you have such joy? And he says, because there's joy in obedience. And I thought, wow, there's a podcast just waiting to happen. So, yeah.
I love it. Our God is a God of surprises. And it's fun for us here on earth to be surprised by seeing his work being done by amazing people.
Yeah.
Definitely looking forward to that. Well, Michael, I always am appreciative of your time. It sounds like you are onto a great series of podcasts. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.